With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The recipe for restoring the sagebrush sea could involve pasta makers. A project stewing in five western states is testing a new method for replanting sagebrush. Matt Cahill is the program director for the Nature Conservancy and says invasive grasses like cheatgrass are a major threat to the habitat, mostly because they drive wildfires. He notes that restoration currently requires big interventions to seed the landscape.
But unfortunately, that restoration, it's not often successful. This is a hard ecosystem to restore. There's not a lot of water. It's just challenging. And so we're trying to design approaches that help our partners in government and other nonprofits do restoration better.
Cahill says they can package seeds like small ravioli with nutrients, fungicides, and activated carbon.
This activated carbon is the key to the idea. When we put the pellet out in the ground, the activated carbon neutralizes herbicide, which is necessary to control the invasive annual grasses, and basically creates a little island, little oasis of safety for our natives to grow.
Cahill says researchers are testing the intervention to fight back against those invasive grasses.
Those wildfires put people out of business who depend on these landscapes for their ranching operations or for recreation. They also generate huge amounts of smoke, which flood Salt Lake and Reno and Boise.
I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.